Good morning, my friends. We are on day 33, which is called fasting after feasting. It's kind of a strange phenomena that we have a fast day today, and I want to share a piece of Torah with you to help explain maybe why we fast right after Rosh Hashanah. It's called Tzom Gedalia, but I want to dedicate this Torah to the memory of my good friend Alison Bromberg's late father, George Haas, whose first yahrzeit is today. Shlomo ben Avram Halevi, may this Torah serve as an elevation for his beloved soul. So why are we fasting today? So technically, it seems like it has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. Today's called Tzom Gedalia, named for the Jewish leader Gedalia ben Avikam. And let me tell you the story. After the Babylonians, led by Nebuchadnezzar, conquered the land of Israel, destroying the first temple in Jerusalem, that was 586 BCE. We're talking about the first temple. Most of the Jewish community in Israel was killed or they were exiled. But there was a minority of Jews that stayed and that were permitted to remain in Israel. And Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian king, appointed Gedalia as their governor. And he was assassinated. And the last remaining Jews were forced into exile. And therefore, the fast represents the last of the Jewish people being sent into exile after the destruction of the first temple. But what's the connection? Why are we, you know, we had Tisha B'Av, we had all of these commemorations of the destructions of the temples over the summer. We're in the high holiday seasons now. And the day after Rosh Hashanah, you know, some people joke, oh, we ate so much in Rosh Hashanah, so maybe the Jewish sages thought it was a good idea to fast afterwards. And, you know, it is healthy intermittent fasting and all that. But more seriously, it seems a little more disconnected. But I found something really interesting, which I shared in the chapter, and I have something else I want to share that's not in the chapter. The Kabbalists teach that when we sin, in a sense, we're sending ourselves into exile, because what is our natural state? Our natural state is to be one with God. And I quoted Rav Shneur Zalman Lubiadi, the author of the great book, The Tanya, who said that each of us has what's called a nefesh elukit, a godly soul. And our godly soul naturally is connected to God. We are created in a way that's naturally pure and good. And we are linked to our divine source. When we sin, which has the effect of distancing ourselves from God, it's really a deviation from who we really are, from our natural default state. And when we sin, we basically have sent our godly souls into exile. And maybe that's the connection of Tzom Gedalia, which is a fast commemorating the Jewish people going into exile. The natural place for a Jew to be is Israel. That's the natural, that's where we're supposed to be. And the natural place for our souls is with God. And we got kicked out of Israel, sent into exile, and that's what happens when we sin. And that's maybe a sensitivity that we're supposed to try to have during this Aseret Yemei Tshuva, these 10 days of repentance. And maybe that's why the Hebrew word for repentance is tshuva, which literally means to return. Because returning implies that at some earlier point we were there. But when were we there? And the answer is we were always there, because metaphysically that was and continues to be our default state, to be spiritually connected to Hashem. And that's really what we're trying to do. Now, I wanted to share something else that sort of drives this point home. My son Ezra has been helpful in sharing some other Torah that is not in the chapter. For those of you who read the book last year, I said I was going to try every day to give you some extra Torah that relates to that same theme. So he sent me a very interesting Rambam, the great Maimonides, who in the Laws of Divorce tells us about this strange tradition that it's okay to hit a man, to compel him to give his wife a get. A get is a divorce writ. And that if a man and a woman separate and they're going to get divorced, then the man just trying, you know, just being a jerk, I guess euphemistically we refer to him as the recalcitrant husband, which is why, by the way, I will not perform a wedding. No MG rabbis will perform weddings without a get prenup, which is a document that both the bride and groom sign, that the groom will not refuse to give a get if the woman asks for it, and the woman will not refuse to accept it when they have decided to divorce, and that it shouldn't be a pawn in some sort of, you know, divorce settlement, which unfortunately happens. Anyway, that's a side point. That's a very, very important practical ramification. But the Rambam, the great Maimonides, wrote that if a man was refusing to give his wife a get, it would be okay to hit him, kofin oso ad shiomar rotza ani, until he says, I want to give it. Now, he didn't make this up, the Rambam, got this from the Talmud. But he paskin that way. He felt that that was satisfactory. Why? Isn't it coercion? You can't put a gun to someone's head and say, sign a contract. That doesn't work. But the Rambam wrote, that only applies to things that the Torah doesn't obligate you to do. Meaning if you, and the Rambam gives an example, you put a gun to someone's head and you said, I want you to give this present to someone else. I want you to buy this property. So then the purchase doesn't go through because it was coerced. And a coerced arrangement is, you know, makes it null and void. But if it's something that the Torah wants you to do, because our natural default state is to be with God, to be with our Judaism, to be one with the Torah, what this person who's hitting you is doing is just helping you deal with your Yetzer Hara, helping you deal with your evil inclination, that's getting in the way from doing what you're naturally designed and hardwired to do, which is to follow the Torah. Following the Torah and the mitzvos is who we are. We don't always feel that way because we have klipot, we have outer coverings, we have things that get in the way, we have the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination that gets in the way. But fundamentally, who are we? We are connected to Hashem. Our godly soul is connected to God and the Torah, which is connected to Hashem. Therefore, we can be clopped a little, because clopping the guy is just getting rid of the external forces that are getting in the way of doing what we really deep down want to do. Deep down, all of us want to do the right thing. Deep down, we want to observe the Torah. That's who we are. That's the godly soul within us. And perhaps that's a reason why we're fasting today on Tzom Gedaliah, because just like our ancestors were sent into exile, sin sends us into exile. Let's think about that and try to remain as connected to our true source and who we really, really are. Have a good day.